Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 1, we were talking about the influence that Christians have in their government while they still serve God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We need to learn that one thing that God does do for us is that He gives us our abilities and talents. But those abilities and talents need to be used within the parameters of God's Word. This is what Daniel and his three Hebrew children did. God gave them great abilities, but they still had to study for those 3 years. Their reward was to be used of God in key government positions. God can use true believers in government today to bring about righteousness, decency, and justice, even though the government seems to be going a different direction. And they can do those things before a leader. They can influence that leader. As we'll see through the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar was influenced. So as we look at this first chapter of Daniel, it begins by showing us things spiritually true of Daniel. And as a result, Daniel was protected, preserved, and he came into a position of prominence and influence. So, my friend, that ought to give you and me courage to continue boldly in the way God demands for us who are His own. You see, as the psalmist, we must say, "My help cometh from the Lord." Or as we read in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And yes, as all things include obedience to the Word of God, even in a society that mocks and rejects and attacks the holiness and the standards and the Christ of this Word. As strongly as our world seems opposed to God and His people, the opposition was as strong, if not stronger, in Daniel's day. Yes, times have changed since then. But, friend, God and His Word have not changed. Daniel didn't have the completed Word of God. We do. Therefore, ours should be a stronger position. From time to time, I'll relate to our folks at our church that as Christians, we should be more mature this year than we were last year, and next year than we are this year in the things of the Lord. That means that we should be more holy this year than we were last year. That means that we should have standards that are stronger this year than they were last year. That means that we need to have a dependency more on the Word of God and the things of God and the provision of God and the will of God than we do the tools and the provisions of man and the world. Many churches and so-called Christian leaders today are trying to render as obsolete the principles on which the men of yesteryear stood firm. Today, we try to substitute for the Word of God principles of Wall Street or of psychology in order to conform us to this present world system. And so today, you go into many churches, and a Bible verse might be read. But the truth of the matter is that modern psychological preaching is designed to make people feel good without having the fear of God, without having to repent, without having to have a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, that is just utterly ridiculous. Most of the Hebrew children in Daniel's day would take of the king's diet. They wanted to try to regain their self-esteem. Do you realize that the person that will have the greatest self-esteem in the future of men on this earth will be the Antichrist? He won't have a problem with self-esteem. Self-esteem is not what you need. You need God esteem. You need to esteem Him above all and in all. My friend, we need the attitude of these four Hebrew children, Daniel and his friends. It doesn't matter if everybody else is doing it. I'm still going to do it God's way. That is, God's will, God's way. Now, this book is showing us it is possible to succeed in school, on the job, in business, and government, and remain truly separated and a godly Christian according to the standards taught in God's Word. And there'll be situations like in Daniel chapter 2 and 3, as well as the lion's den in Daniel chapter 6. But if you look at immediate circumstances instead of eternity, you're headed for failure. It is so much better to stand for the Word of God, for right principles based on the Word of God, than to betray a biblical principle because of the pressure from the world. My friend, dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a firm purpose in your heart. And dare to make it known. Daniel's blessing is that he will live, according to verse 21, through the entire 70-year reign of Babylon. So evidently, this man will be in his 90s before he dies at least. And he'll still be going strong for the Lord, still serving the Lord, because he continues in the first year of King Cyrus. He will live into the Medo-Persian Empire. And yet, this teenage boy that many guess was around 17 years old did not know if he was going to die as a teenager. But he had already decided to obey God regardless of the consequences man may pour out upon him. Daniel has been with the Lord now for over 2,500 years. Do you think that the 90 years of life here and the over 70 years in captivity are worthy to be compared to the eternal glory that he's been enjoying now for over 2,500 years? The Holy Spirit instructs us through Romans chapter 8, verse 18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us, that is, in those who are not only saved, but those who walk according to His word and will. Now, my friend, there's a hell out there waiting for those without Christ. And as a Christian, there is no pleasure in being right about the imminent catastrophe that's going to wait upon the people, that's going to come upon them and abide upon them forever, who die without Christ. There's no pleasure in that for us. And if there's pleasure for a person in that, then his heart probably is not right with God. My friend, if you're listening today to this broadcast, and you've been following this first chapter of Daniel, and you see that Daniel purposed in his heart, if you are saved, as a Christian, sitting by your radio, you need to make that commitment to him today. To make that commitment to say, Lord, I will stand by you, regardless of the cost, in my home, on my job, in my day-to-day life. Because I believe in the Word, I believe in eternity. And I truly believe that the sufferings of this present time, even if it comes from my family, is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 that he'd be a divider even in the home. He said that father would be against the son, a daughter against the mother, a mother against the daughter and daughter-in-law, all separating because of Christ. My friend, God ordained the family, but before he ever ordained the family, he ordained the Word of God. As a matter of fact, before he ever ordained the family, he ordained ministry. Do you realize that Adam had a ministry before he had a mate? And as a matter of fact, God made Eve so that he'd have a helpmeet. Help him meet what? Help him meet the need of the ministry in the garden. So if you're listening today and you're saved, will you make that commitment? And then write me. Say, Brother Andy, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and I'm not ashamed to write you and tell you that I am going to stand for Jesus Christ. And I make this as my commitment, that no matter what the consequences, no matter what government, my job, my family, or anyone else says, I'm going to live according to the Word of God, and I'm going to seek to be separate and holy unto my Lord. If you'll do that, first tell the Lord, then write us and let us know, so that we may add you to our prayer list. My friend, we want to be a blessing to you. So let us hear from you, and let us hear from you soon. Our announcer will be giving you our address here momentarily. And you see, my time is up, and I do thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.